Good evening. This is Pigskin Picks, brought to you by Food City, Delegate Terry Kilgore, and Eastman Credit Union.
Welcome into Pigskin Picks, 93.5 WAXM here on a Thursday night. As always, with you, Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez, Zach Hilton. We'll be recapping the week in football last week. We'll get you set for what's coming up this coming week as well in both college football and high school football tonight. We'll have our Eastman Credit Union guest picker. That'll be Nick Dugan from News Channel 11 WJHL. We'll get you set for what our games are this coming week as well. We've got a jam-packed show for you here tonight. Fellas, let's check in with you all first. Zach, how are you, sir?
Man, Jacob, if I was doing any better, it would be illegal.
Illegal. Once again, Corey, Zach's doing well. How about you?
Could be better. Could be worse.
Wow.
We're here.
Wow.
We're
here. It's a blast to hear from you, Corey, as always. Yeah. 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 Is this because of what happened last Thursday?
City.
I was going to say, is this because of what happened last Thursday night? I was just wondering. Go Bears.
You know what? I just said this. Here you go. I'll let you with this one. I said the defense was so conservative last week that it made Fox News Channel look like BET. So there you go. We can start on that.
the ghost of Dick Butkus got you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He. Oh, you ain't lying about that. I was worried about it. See, I didn't. You know, selfishly, I wasn't like, oh man, that's. I feel bad for the. I'm like, gosh, we're gonna lose this game now. So. Yes, the human in me kind of took over, so
It did not help out Illinois on Friday night, his alma mater against Nebraska. Remember last year, was it last year or 2 years ago, that the Bears had a chance, that the Patriots had a chance for Belichick to pass George Halas in all-time wins against the Bears on Monday Night Football, and the Bears were like, oh, no. Yep. No, you're not. You're not doing that against us.
The Bears are popular for that.
You may do it against somebody, but you won't do it against us.
Well, remember back in 85? It was kind of the reverse thing when they went to play Miami on that Monday night, and they beat the Bears there, but the Bears would dominate all that whole 85 season. So,
including the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yeah.
All right, let's check in on the games last week. Fellas, we'll start off the game we had here on WAXM last Friday night. That was Union and Ridgeview, the Bears winning 20-14. We all had the Bears. Corey, we saw with our own eyes. What'd you see between the Bears and the Wolfpack?
We saw the best game that you and I have called this season.
That's an understatement.
And, I thought that it was a slobber knocker at times, and you know, Union showed that they could get themselves together, and they did. They had probably an inspiring halftime speech, and came back and scored on back-to-back drives in that to open up that second half. And there you go. The Bears keep on rolling. It was a weekend for the Bears, to say the least.
There you go. It's a good Thursday and Friday night, at least for that group of Bears. And also on last Thursday night, Sevier County, the Smoky Bears out of Tennessee, won against Morristown West. We'll have both of those teams in our picks coming up later on in the show. But, Zach, it was Ridgeview 7, Union 6 at intermission. But then Union scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter. Ridgeview added one in the fourth to make it interesting, but the Bears still pull out the win and now are certainly in the driver's seat in the Mountain District. And really at this point, because let's just be honest here, they're not going to lose to Central this week. I know I'm supposed to build up the matchup that's coming up tomorrow night on our station. They're not going to lose to Central, and they're not going to lose to John Battle the final week of the year. They've got a bye week next week. Even if they do somehow go on the road and lose to a Class 3 Abingdon team in 2 weeks, I still think they may have enough of a cushion to where they'd still be the one seed in Region 2D by the points. They may have already locked up that part of it as well, and they're in feeling pretty good shape about everything right now for everybody in Big Stone Gap.
Yeah, and I think games like this, especially for Union, is always good towards the late part of the year when you've got to struggle and you got to kind of rally yourself together. Like, it shouldn't always be, you know, a bed of roses. And I was a little shocked. We were in Bluefield doing the game, and you saw the score at halftime. I said, that's a little shocking because Ridgeview really wasn't that impressive against Richlands the previous week. But I think they may have been looking ahead to the Union game. But give Ridgeview the credit. They battled. They went into a tough place and played well. And I don't think it's going to be the last we hear out of Ridgeview either. So I think both these teams could face off again at some point in November.
Yeah, the problem is now for Ridgeview that the chances are they'll see Graham a little bit earlier than Union will. If the way the points are going to bear out there, they may have to see Graham in the semifinals of the region rather than the championship game like they did a year ago. Union was impressive on defense once again. That's the third or fourth time I've seen them this year. I guess that's now number four. The defense has been impressive all year long. That's actually the first time I've seen their defense give up points in a game I've broadcasted this year. I saw shutouts against Lehigh, Richlands, and Gates City prior to that game. They do give up 14 points to Ridgeview. Union's offense is still probably not quite where they want it, but it's getting there. It's shown a lot of points against some lower-level teams, against a stronger team in Ridgeview. Not as much, but they still were able to move the ball okay against the Wolfpack. A couple of bad possessions and a couple of mistakes sort of stunted some drives there for Travis Turner's squad. But still a good performance out of Union, and they got to like where they're at going into the middle part of October. One more game to talk about here, fellas. Rye Cove goes on the road and beats Eastside 48-36. Eastside gave him a game, but Rye Cove scores a late one to sort of stretch in the double digits there for the win for Gary Collier and the Eagles, Zach. And Rye Cove now certainly in a good position in the Cumberland District, but Eastside showing they're still pretty strong as well, battling for a playoff spot in Region 1D.
Yeah, I think Eastside may be a year away still, but it's good to see them go and battle against Rye Cove, who's kind of setting themselves up for a nice another run in the Cumberland and 1D. So give Eastside the credit. They've got another one, interesting one this week, but I think they're still a year away.
It's going to be a big game there for them this week as they take on Twin Springs on the road, but they do get away with a loss to Rye Cove at home. Let's look at some other games from last week. Lehigh shuts out J.I. Burton 47-0. We all have the Generals. John Battle gets by Central 30-6. Corey was the only one of the Warriors. Twin Springs rolls Castlewood 52-12. Hurley over Thomas Walker 52-23. We all have the Pioneers. Oops. Patrick Henry blows by Holston 31-14. We all had Patrick Henry. Abedin rolls by Marion 42-13. Tazewell beats Virginia High by 30, 54-24. Royal Retreat over Lebanon 34-14. We all had Lebanon. Oops. And it was Grundy over Twin Valley 49-28, setting up a big game there for Grundy against Hurley this week. Last week in Southwest Virginia, myself, Tim, and Zach had 9 out of 11. Our guest picker last week, Tim Hasten, the Bristol Herald Courier, and Corey was 8 out of 11 in Virginia. Standings in Virginia, Zach in the one spot, still 52, 80% on the year. Corey in the second spot at 51, 78.5%, and myself in third at 50 at 76.9%. It's going to be close coming down the stretch of the year. Let's take a look at the point standings from this past week from the VHSL. As you look at it, Union remains in the number one spot with 24.4 points at this juncture of the year. That's a ton of points for the Bears. They're getting now 19 points going into this week for the loss to Science Hill. 19 points for a loss. That is going to be a major thing for them going through the rest of the year for them with that loss to the Hilltoppers being their only one if they keep rolling there with their district games coming down the stretch of the season. Gramps in the two-hole Richlands, Ridgeview's in three. Tazewell's moved into the four spot ahead of Gate City, who's in five. They take on Lehigh this week, who's in six. Marion just barely ahead of Lebanon in that 7-8 battle, although Marion's a game below Lebanon in the total wins. But remember, Marion has the win over Lebanon. And then John Battle, Virginia High, Central, and Richlands round out the top the teams that are outside of the playoff juncture in the top eight. Honeaker remains number one in Region 1D. Rye Cove and Twin Springs are 2 and 3. Patrick Henry has battled the way up to the four spot. Then you've got still Chilhowee, Royal Retreat in the conversation there. And then we still now have Grundy working the way into the playoffs as well with a nice performance for them. Holston's in the playoffs right now. Eastside and Thomas Walker both on the outside looking in, as is Hurley. Still three teams that have a chance. Teams I don't believe have chances at the bottom of it, though. Twin Valley, Castlewood, Northwood, and J.I. Burton. Coming up, we'll recap the games in Northeast Tennessee and Eastern Kentucky from last week and pick some games in Eastern Kentucky as well as we continue. It's Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my Food City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Fellas, there's no place I'd rather be than with you all here on a Thursday night on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. You don't have to return the favor. You don't have to say it back to me. It's just from my heart to yours. There's no place I'd rather be than be with you all. What was that, Corey? I'm sorry.
I'm touched.
Thank you for saying so.
That who touched you?
I thought you were
show
alone.
Show me on this doll where you were touched.
Yeah, I thought you were alone at the moment. On that note, fellas, let's move ahead to Northeast Tennessee Week 8 games. Tennessee High blows out David Crockett 37-7. Corey had David Crockett in that matchup. Jefferson County rolls over Westridge 37-7. We all had Jefferson County. Elizabethan beats Northview Academy 42-7. And it was Johnson County over Chucky Doak 12-3. Last week in Tennessee, Zach Helton, 4 out of 4. He was the only one of the Longhorns to beat Chucky Doak. Zach, look at you go, my friend. You're up to second place in the standings, but you've not missed a Tennessee game now in a couple of weeks.
I kept telling y'all, watch out for Mountain City.
Mountain City came over to Afton and showed off a few things. Yeah, they showed off a few things there against the boys of the Black Knights. Myself, Corey, and Tim were all 3 out of 4. Actually, I'm wrong on that, Corey. You were 2 out of 4. I beg your pardon. I gave you one you didn't deserve. I apologize. That's on me. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Standings in Tennessee.
You sure are sorry.
Hey, watch yourself. I just talked about how much you meant to me.
Hey, I'm disagreeing with you.
I have 40, 81.6%. Zach's in second at 34, 69.4%. Corey's actually at 31. I'll do the math on him later. Eastern Kentucky last week, Corbin 39, Letcher County Central 14. We all had Corbin. Bell County rolls over Knox Central 52-28. Zach was the only one on Knox Central. It was Middlesboro blowing out Pineville 47-6, and it was Painesville over Hazard 14-3. Myself and Corey went perfect. Zach missed one. Standings in Kentucky, I have 33, 76.7%. Corey and Zach have 30, 69.8%. High school last week, myself and Zach, 16 out of 19. Corey, 14 out of 19. I'll adjust all the numbers here momentarily. High school standings, I'm at 123, 77.8%. Zach's at 117, 74.1%. Corey's at 108, somewhere in the high 60s. All right, guys, let's pick some games in Eastern Kentucky. It's time for Week 9 games. Are you kidding me? Wow, we were rolling right along here. Betsy Lane's undefeated. They're 7-0. They travel to take on Shelby Valley, who's 3-4. Zach, who do you like?
Man, I've had bad luck with a woman named Betsy and a woman named Shelby before, so I really don't know if I could trust either one. You said Shelby's at home?
Yes.
Shelby Valley at home. Yeah, I'm going to take Shelby Valley at home in this one.
Corey, Zach tells us that Shelby was a better home game. Who do you like, though, in this matchup?
Well, I have it to Betsy. Give me Betsy Lane.
Betsy Lane on the road for Corey. I'll take Betsy Lane to stay undefeated as well. First time they've played each other since 2018. Shelby Valley actually controls the all-time series 13-2 and won the last 5. I don't care. Give me Betsy Lane. Leslie County travels to Breathitt County. Leslie County 5-2. Breathitt County 2-5, Corey. We'll check over with Zach about how a woman named Leslie's treated them recently, but we'll get to you first. Who do you like in this matchup?
Oh, let's go with the Leslie Nielsen ratings out there.
Leslie County for Corey. Zach?
I like Leslie County on the road this one.
Leslie County on the road for Zach and Corey. I'll take Leslie County on the road as well. Painesville at Pikeville. Who's the battle of the P-Villes right now on Friday night? Painesville's 3-4. Pikeville's 4-2. Zach, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go Pike Vegas in this one.
Pikeville for Zach. Corey?
Yeah, let's go Pike Vegas.
Pikeville's won the last six in the series. They make it seven straight. Perry County Central's 4-3. Letcher County Central's 4-3. It's a big battle in Whitesburg. Corey, you saw the Cougars early on this series, early on this season, I should say. How do they fare, though, in trying to get win number five Friday night?
You know, are you down with LCC? Yeah, you know me.
That's Letcher County Central for Corey. Zach.
Give me the Cougs. Let's go.
Letcher County Central at home for me as well. They will make it now eight straight in that series. They've also won 11 out of the last 12 against Perry County Central. Coming up, we'll name our Terry Kilgore Leadership Award winner for the week. Also, talk some college football. The Red River rivalry. We'll also talk about Virginia Tech showing against Florida State. Georgia gets it rolling maybe a little bit. Alabama takes down Texas A&M. Notre Dame falls for a second time. We'll touch on all of it as we continue. It's Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Let me tell you. Girl, you're my little boot thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know.
Welcome back to Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend here with you. And you're wondering, hey, what in the world happened to Corey and Zach? Well, you know what? Sometimes technical difficulties do happen. And yes, we did record a segment for this one, as we were talking about in the last portion. But sometimes when you're recording, those segments go away like, you know, dust in just a few moments. And when we were editing the show afterwards, that segment was gone. So I'm here to sort of fill in that space here before we get back to those guys here in just a few moments. They'll be back with me here in the next segment. We're going to do some four downs of college football questions. And we'll also have our guest picker coming up in a few segments there. That's Nick Dugan with News Channel 11 Sports. He'll be our Eastman Credit Union guest picker tonight. But a few things I need to touch on here before I move on. We need to go ahead and do our Terry Kilgore Leadership Award. And this week we had a couple of nominees, and we had a couple of Scott County Cumberland District nominees, and that was Landon Lane, the quarterback at Rycover, had a big game for them. Abel Dingus, the quarterback at Twin Springs, had a big game for the Titans in their win over Castlewood. But we're actually going to go over to Lee County, to Lehigh, in the Mountain District, as Connor Early, the sophomore for the Generals, took care of business for Lehigh last week in their win over J.I. Burton. This is the game on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD last week. Connor had two receiving touchdowns for the Generals. He had a punt return touchdown for the Generals, and he had a pick six for the Generals in their win over J.I. Burton 47-0. So congratulations to Connor Early. He's our Terry Kilgore Leadership Award winner for this week, our Player of the Week. As the good delegate, they're giving away that award. He's our second general to win the award this season, joining his senior quarterback, Brennan Pendergraft, or his junior quarterback, I should say, Brennan Pendergraft, as a winner who was a few weeks ago for their win over Pineville. A few weeks ago there for Joey Carroll and the Generals, Connor Early taking the award here this week for the Generals with his big performance against J.I. Burton last week. Congratulations to him and congratulations to Lehigh there on a good win as they get set for Gate City this week. We'll pick that game coming up later on in the show. So we run for the college football slate last week, and I'll tell you our scores and our picks for last week, and we'll start off with the Red River rivalry, as this rivalry always lives up to the billing, does it not? Oklahoma-Texas, number 12 Oklahoma winning over number 3 Texas, 34-30, as almost every single year. I mean, you know, the North Carolina-Duke basketball rivalry, Jay Billis has actually trademarked the phrase, I believe, for the lawyer, that it always lives up to the hype. This is a game that almost always lives up to the hype. It doesn't always, but it almost always does. Last year, it certainly didn't, with Texas winning 49-0, and that 49 is such an important number in this series, right? Going back now for the last 365 days, the story came out after the game that Brent Venables, the head coach at Oklahoma, as every Tuesday his team does a sit-up drill, and usually it's 25 sit-ups with a weight every single day, every single Tuesday for them, 25 sit-ups with the weight. Ever since the game last year to Texas losing 49-0, it's been 49 sit-ups every single Tuesday. And it paid off for them this time, getting the win 34-30 for the Sooners over the Longhorns, as they are now undefeated. And now Oklahoma jumps all the way up to number 5 in the rankings. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about this. Does it mean, though, that Oklahoma has a better chance for the playoff than Texas now? We'll touch on that coming up, because most likely, unless some weird things happen in the Big 12, they'll see each other once again in the Big 12 title game come December. Other games last week, number 25 Louisville defeated number 10 Notre Dame, 33-20, as we were all in the Irish. It was number 1 Georgia over Kentucky, 51-13. We all had the Bulldogs. Alabama takes down Texas A&M, 26-20. We all had the Tide. Number 23 LSU comes back and beats number 21 Missouri, 49-39. Zach was the only one of the Tigers. Number 5 Florida State beat Virginia Tech in Tallahassee, 39-17. Zach was the only one of the Hokies. UCLA gets a big win over a top 25 opponent in Washington State, 25-17, as myself and Corey were the only ones on the Bruins. Number 4 Ohio State came back and beat Maryland after Maryland jumped out to an early 10-0 lead. It was Ohio State winning 37-17. We were all on the Buckeyes. Tusculum gets by Carson Newman in a hotly contested battle there between the Pioneers and the Eagles. Final score, Tusculum 27, Carson Newman 21. Zach was the only one of the Eagles. And it was Emory Henry beating UVA Wise in the Southwest Virginia Bowl, 41-24. Corey was the only one of the Cavaliers. Last week I had 8. Corey and Tim each had 7. Zach had 4. The total standings now, it's myself at 44, Corey at 40, and Zach at 37. I'm at 72.1%, Corey at 65.6%, and Zach at 60.7%. Now for the College Football Eliminator. We did this already with the Geysers. I'll tell you what we did. Going into it, our teams were this: Alabama for Corey, Alabama, USC, Michigan, and Oregon. For myself, Georgia, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Texas. And for Zach, it was Ohio State, Florida State, Washington, and North Carolina. Corey ended up dropping USC to sort of a preemptive strike and sort of giving you a lean to what a pick he may have coming up later on in the show in our pick segment for our Food City Game Picks. He goes and drops USC and picks up Oklahoma, now the number 5 team in the country in that slot. When we came around to me, I have to drop Notre Dame. They're out of contention. They now have 2 losses. I, at the time, went ahead and dropped them for Louisville. I picked up Louisville in that slot. Now, remember what I did there. I picked up Louisville in that slot. So we went over to Zach. He didn't make any changes with his team. Remember the rules here on this game, folks. Now, this is a sad thing we lost the audio to this, because this became a hotly contested battle between the three of us on the rules of this segment, the College Football Eliminator, because the rules state I have to go back around to everyone. Let's make sure that's clear here. The rules state I have to go back around to everyone. Certainly, if the case is that is somebody, certainly to people who've already made moves, which in this case was myself and Corey. So I went back over to Corey, whose team now is Alabama, Michigan, Oregon, and Oklahoma. He made no further changes. I had a light bulb moment, one of those times where the light just sort of shines up and gets a little bit bright for you. And I said, "What are you doing, Townsend? You didn't pick up USC? Corey just drops USC out there for you, and you didn't pick up the Trojans?" Well, when I came back around to me, because yes, that is the game, everybody has to get that chance after they already made a move, because I had already made a move, I had to come back around to myself as well. I went ahead and dropped Louisville, even though I just picked him up, and picked up USC in that slot. Corey and Zach wanted to contest that was against the rules of what I had done. That is not the case. This is the rules. It is allowed. Also, I'm the commissioner. I'm allowing it. So my new team now is Georgia, Penn State, Texas, and USC. Zach's team remains Ohio State, Florida State, Washington, and North Carolina. One more thing I wanted to say here. I wanted to promote something. we're doing a lot of this podcast stuff here at the stations now. You know that you can find all of our games on WAXM, all of our Friday night games on the website on the on-demand tab on WAXM.com. You can find all the Pigskin Picks throughout the season on there as well on that same tab. You can also find the latest editions of Pigskin Picks on our SoundCloud page at WAXM 93.5. We also have another SoundCloud page now, and the playlist for both of these are on the homepage at WAXM.com as well. And that's a 93.5 WAXM interview SoundCloud page. And that is a lot of different interviews I've done on there. Some of our Pigskin Picks interviews are done on there, are on there as well, I should say, as Dan Patrick's on there, Marty Smith's on there, Jerry Kramer, Michael Lombardi. You can go back and find all of those. You don't want to have to go diving through each of the shows that those were on. You can find those interviews specifically on that SoundCloud page, but also some other interviews on there you can find. Some interviews I've done off the Pigskin Picks recently, and that's with some latest authors who have some newer books out. Gary Myers has a new book about a New York Giants Super Bowl team in the 1980s. Rich Cohen's one of the more latest ones I've done. He just wrote a book on the 1987-88 NBA season. We talked a lot about Larry Bird and the Celtics, Magic Johnson and the Lakers, Michael Jordan and the Bulls that season, Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons. We talked a lot about that there for Rich Cohen recently. Michael McCambridge just wrote a book about the 1970s and sports, how it changed America in the 1970s. There's a few different ones on there. I'd love for you to go on there and look at those and listen to those. But also our latest one is with a guy who has a new book out, but he's not an author. He's not a sports writer. And that is the former NBA star, two-time All-Star, a 2008 Olympic gold medal champion with USA Basketball, and a 2001 national champion playing basketball for Coach K at Duke. And Coach K actually wrote the foreword for his latest book, and that is Every Shot Counts, A Memoir of Resilience. And that's Carlos Boozer. And Carlos was a wonderful interview, did the interview with him last week, and that's now up there on that SoundCloud page as well. If you'd like to go listen to that, please do so, and please go out there and find those books and buy those books. Support these people that were kind enough to come on the show, and I'm looking forward to reading all those books myself. Some of them they've given to me. Some of those I'll go out there and purchase myself in sort of a gratitude gesture of them coming on and doing those interviews. So please go out there and find those interviews. Again, that's at the WAXM 93.5 interview SoundCloud page. You can find also the playlist of all those interviews on the WAXM.com homepage. Over there on the right, there's sort of a sports corner section. We've sort of redesigned that website here in recent days and weeks. Go over there and find that as well, and you can find all of the Pigskin Picks interviews on there with our special guests like Dan Patrick, Michael Lombardi, Marty Smith, Jerry Kramer in recent weeks. And you can find, again, on the WAXM.com on-demand tab, you can find all of our game broadcasts of 93.5 WAXM games this year and all of Pigskin Picks on there as well. So go on the website. You can find almost anything you want to look there of our shows on there as well. All right, coming up, I promise you, Corey and Zach will rejoin me. We're going to do four downs of college football questions, and that will include who does have the best chance for the college football playoff out of Oklahoma and Texas now coming out of that game. And speaking of Oklahoma, the Lincoln Riley deal. He leaves to go to USC 2 years ago. Who's feeling better about that deal, Oklahoma or USC now? Are we buying into Georgia now? And what in the world was going on with Mario Cristobal in Miami Saturday night against Georgia Tech? All that's coming up as we continue. It's Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We roll right along here on a Thursday night on 93.5 WAXM. Accusations are being made against someone and a few other people as well. It felt like accusations were being made against me a moment ago. Well, that was tough to hear. After I sort of was pouring out my love to you guys earlier on. That's tough, though. That's okay. That's all right. It's all right. You had me spinning, as the song said there a moment ago. You didn't notice. I didn't go for another love song for you. But hey, guys, let's do some four downs of college football questions. We'll get to some accusations in a moment. First down here, I will start off with Zach Helton. Oklahoma beat Texas on Saturday. Zach, you were sort of leaning to this already in the last segment. But who actually still has the best chance for the playoff out of those two teams?
I think Texas still does. Just perusing the schedule, Texas's schedule is a little bit easier than Oklahoma. Oklahoma pretty much has the other rivalry game with the Oklahoma State game coming up. Texas, pretty much their toughest road game is at Iowa State. And then they've got Texas Tech at home. So I think Texas can still be in the mix towards the end.
Corey, who has the best chance for the playoff out of Oklahoma and Texas?
Ooh, I still like Texas's shot. So even though they lost to Oklahoma, I think they may get another turnaround at it. So, I think Texas still has the best shot.
Everybody's saying Texas. I am as well. I like what I see out of that team still. They only lost by four, neutral side. I like their schedule coming down the stretch of the season, and they're most likely going to get the rematch, as you all brought up there. And if they win the second game, I think that's going to matter more to the previous game. Remember 2009. No, excuse me. I beg your pardon. 2008, Oklahoma lost to Texas. Texas then lost to Texas Tech later on in the year, and Michael Crabtree in that catch. Guess who made the national championship game and ended up losing to Tim Tebow in Florida? Yes, the answer is the Oklahoma Sooners. I'm going to say Texas sort of turnabout's fair play. Give me Texas the better chance to make the playoffs. I'm with you guys as well. Speaking of Oklahoma, second down, Corey, one season and a half in for both sides. Who should feel better about their end of the Lincoln Riley deal at this point, Oklahoma or USC?
I think it's mutual, to be honest with you. But I think that because USC has got their guy and they're undefeated right now, but Oklahoma is realizing that Brent Venables is the guy for them right now. And they've got a undefeated season. So I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. But I think that USC probably takes the slight edge because, they wanted him. They went out there and got him, and they're doing exactly what they thought.
Zach?
Yeah, I agree with Corey. I think it's kind of a push here, but knowing the fine folks in Southern California, they're a little high upon themselves, so they probably feel a little bit better on this deal than Oklahoma does at the moment. But I really do think Lincoln Riley's got things trending in the right direction at USC, and Oklahoma hasn't really missed a beat. So I'm with Corey. I think you can kind of say it's really right there in the middle for both.
Yeah, I'm with you guys there. I'm sort of thinking the same way. I would say one thing for Oklahoma. They talked so much about, during the – and USC's dealing with this now too. Defense, their defense. They can never stop anybody with Lincoln Riley. That's starting to change now for Oklahoma, and they have the offense too with it. Maybe Oklahoma's going to be on the right side of this deal, and they're both heading in the new conferences, Oklahoma to the SEC, USC to the Big Ten. It could be interesting coming down the pike there for that situation. Third down, Zach, was Georgia's blowout of Kentucky enough to buy into the 2023 Bulldogs?
I don't know. They're still kind of up and down a little too much for my liking, but really until they drop one or they're in a game too tight that, you're looking around like, why are they letting this team hang around? I think I think Georgia's still the team to beat, and I think they're still headed, you know, towards the national title game. So I don't know if it's too early to panic, but or it's even too early to buy in for that matter. I think they're still in the mix, but I think we still got a few weeks to let it play out.
Corey, you buying into Georgia after Saturday night against the Wildcats?
Well, I'm under the thought process. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And even though they're looking a little rough around the edges and they're grinding wins out, Georgia's still a man. So I don't have a problem with them. But, you know, and people that do, time for you guys to rise to the occasion and beat them.
I've never believed in the old fashion of if just because you won the national championship one year, the next year until you get beat, you should deserve to stay number one. I think times have changed. You should have to regard that team as that team. And it's the case of why last week when I was on another station, I made the case several times that if Texas had beat Oklahoma and I was an AP voter, I would have voted Texas number one. They at that point would have had wins over Alabama on the road and a neutral site win against Oklahoma. But hey, Texas lost. You can throw that out the window. Florida State, I still think right now in this country, has the two best wins of a tandem of wins. Not the two best wins overall when you rank out the wins, but just the team that has the best group of two wins right now with the wins on the road against Clemson in overtime and a neutral site win over LSU this year. But at this point, I think I'd still rank Georgia number one in the country for the moment. I've not been greatly impressed until the Kentucky game. Defense really stepped up. It was better than it had been in the previous weeks, and the offense got rolling early on and late as well. Carson Beck's playing really well. 3 for 400+ yards against Kentucky. The quarterback's sort of sliding under the radar because of everything else around him, and they have maybe the best player in all of college football in Brock Bowers. I'm buying into Georgia more. I'm not sure I'm still buying into them up to the extent of what they were a year ago. They're not that team. They're not going to be that team. Doesn't mean they can't still win a lot of games and even win a championship again as well. Fourth down, Corey, what was Miami and Mario Cristobal thinking? And let's set the scene here for our listeners if they don't know. They're leading 20-17. They're in the final minute. They get the first down against Georgia Tech. They have the ball. They're running out the clock. All you have to do is run one more play. All you have to do is take a QB kneel. Georgia Tech's out of timeouts. They hand it off to the running back, though, and they didn't even let the clock run down on the play clock beforehand. They hand it off to the running back. He has the ball stripped out of his hands. Georgia Tech recovers. They get the ball back of a little over 20 seconds to play. They drive down, hit a couple of big plays, including a touchdown pass from the former Texas A&M quarterback Haynes King to the wide receiver with 1 second left for Georgia Tech to win it 23-20, a disastrous loss for an undefeated at the time Miami team against Mario Cristobal. What was he and the Hurricanes thinking on Saturday night?
They weren't thinking, to be honest with you. I said, you know, it looked like there might need to be an internal investigation down there at the U because that looked awfully, awfully, awfully strange for them to do something like that. And with the good common sense knowing that you don't have to do anything but snap the ball, go down and snap the ball. That's it, and the game's over with. So, like, somebody was coughing in the background talking about something about, you know, point shaving. To me, it seems highly likely something like that could be in effect. Not to bring anybody's integrity to the line, but it just seems very weird that you would do something like that in a game that you've got in the book.
My only pushback to that is I've seen Mario Cristobal do it once before. He did it when he was the head coach at Oregon. They lost a game to Stanford the same exact way. I think this has more to do with the fact of when you put Mario Cristobal and his offensive coordinator, Shannon Dotson, who was a disaster at Kentucky many years ago and is an embarrassment as a coach, and you put the fact of that it's Miami, and over the last 15 years, Miami does a lot of stupid things, Zach. Stupid things happen to stupid people sometimes, and that's what happened, I think, on Saturday night to the Hurricanes.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a better bunch of people, in my opinion. But, yeah, I think we were all sitting there scratching our head. I was watching in real time, and Wes Durham was on the call, and and it was Hasselbeck with
Timmy.
Him, I think.
Yeah,
and Hasselbeck's
Tim.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? About the time, you know, that what are you doing comes out of his mouth, there goes the football. And it was just right for Georgia Tech to go ahead and finish that one. But, man, how do you let that happen once at that level? Now twice? I think there's something deeper maybe than just one game going on there.
And I thought Hasselbeck was really good on the call there for West Durham. Hasselbeck doesn't do it a traditional way. He's got his own style, though, in his primetime ACC network games. I thought he was really good Saturday night at the end of that game. And he wasn't afraid to call out Miami and Mario Cristobal. You have a lot of those guys where maybe in that situation they go, well, you know, some guys just don't believe in the QB nail, and sometimes you just want to get a couple more yards. Maybe the running back needed this or that. Tim just came out there and said, no, that's just stupid. This makes no sense. He just came out there and said it was beautiful. Thank you very much. Somebody finally not afraid to be critical out there. We appreciate you, Tim Hasselbeck. All right, that is Four Downs of College Football Questions. It's time to pick some games after the break when our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, Nick Dukin from News Channel 11 WJHL, will join us as we continue the night on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Welcome back into the Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez, Zach Helton here with you as always on a Thursday night as we're getting you set for the football weekend, and it's now time to pick some games. We'll get to our Food City game picks here in just a moment, but fellas, let's take a quick look here at our Eastman Credit Union guest picker standings. Still seeing the number one spot, and I expect that we'll see him there for a while. That's Alan Greger, the Bristol Herald Courier, our guest picker from a few weeks ago, who went 24 out of 26 for 92.3%. Alan, the top spot, the best percentage we've ever had on the show in the past 3 years. But his running mate, Tim Hayes from the Herald Courier, sitting there in the two spot, who our guest picker last week went 76%, 19 out of 25. Pat Kenny, our defending champion, well, he won't be the champ this year, but he's in a still strong third place, 73.7%. Casey Getz was on with us a couple weeks ago from News Channel 5 to WCYB. He went 70.8%, our fourth guy to get at least 70% this year, 17 out of 24. Our 2021 champion, Heather Williams, now sits in the five hole at 69.6%, 16 out of 23. Kenny Hawkins from News Channel 11 WJHL, that sounds familiar. We'll be talking to somebody else from WJHL here in just a moment, but Kenny, who's usually in the bottom tier, once there again. 60.9%. He is 6 out of 7 right now, 14 out of 23 on his picks. And in the last place, Tanner Cook from the Kingsport Times News was our second picker of the year, went 59.3%, 16 out of 27. And our Eastman Credit Union guest.
What's going on in Kingsport?
I don't know what's going on in Kingsport.
What's going on in Kingsport?
It sounds like Brian Windhorst. What is going on in Utah? But how about the. Zach, would you vote for the Herald Courier ticket, Gregory and Hayes, in November?
Well, you know, with the options that we have, I think it's a pretty safe bet right now to vote for those guys. But the guy coming up has not only some Bluefield ties, but some Bristol ties.
Yes.
So I think that's going to bode well for him.
He's going to bode well for him. And sadly, though, as a Atlanta Brave fan, hopefully his Philadelphia ties will not be boding well for him this week in the NLDS.
Oh,
that's
God,
Nick
I forgot
Dugan.
About that.
Yes, sir. That's Nick Dugan from News Channel 11, the weekend sports anchor there for Kenny Hawkins. Nick, as always, thanks so much for joining us. And I hope you're doing well, except for your baseball team.
We'll have to see about the baseball team. So, yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. It's always fun to be here. Yeah, really appreciate it.
We will not be picking guinea pigs in the National League or American League playoffs, so don't be worrying about that since, you know, Zach and Corey's team didn't make the playoffs anyways. But let's go ahead and get to the Food City game picks here, fellas. Let's start off in college football in Week 7, and we'll start off those UVA Wise Cavaliers, Corey's. They are going to travel to take on the Tusculum Pioneers, and it's homecoming week at Tusculum, I believe, as they sit there at 3-3 coming off the win over Carson Newman. UVA Wise has lost their last five. Kickoffs at 2, pregame 1:30 right here on 93.5 WAXM on Saturday afternoon. Corey, can the Cavaliers get back in the win column on the road against the Pioneers?
I think they can eventually, but not this week. I think Tusculum rolls.
Maybe next week, I think, is what I'm hearing there from Corey, but he's going to go Tusculum this week. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Tusculum this week, too. Matthew Palazzo is doing a nice job at quarterback down there. I think they get a win at home over the Cats.
Zach?
Yeah, I think this is pretty easy. I'm going to go Pioneers as well.
Yeah, Tusculum for me as well, coming off the loss to Emory Henry. It was an in-state battle for both sides last week. In-state, in-divisional battle. Tusculum won theirs. UVA Wise lost theirs. I think Tusculum takes another one. They go 4-3 and stay in that Mountain Division race. They're with Mars Hill. Speaking of the Lions and Mars Hill, they're 4-1, and they travel to Emory Henry, who now sit at 3-3. 1 p.m. kick this weekend, Nick. Who do you like there at Emory Henry?
I think this one's going to be closer, but I think I've got the road team in Mars Hill moving to 5-1 with a win on Saturday afternoon.
Zach, you saw Emory Henry earlier this year. Do they have a chance against the Lions?
I think they have a chance, but Mars Hill is a different animal. They're kind of in that third year of that rebuild. I like Mars Hill to go on the road and get a win.
Mars Hill running right through Southwest Virginia. They're going to be making the UVA Wise been making the trip to see them in a couple of weeks. Corey, how do they fare this time against UVA Wise's Southwest Virginia rival?
Oh, they'll dominate. Give me Mars Hill.
Mars Hill for Corey. We'll see if they dominate in more ways than one in the coming weeks. I'll take Mars Hill on the road as well. 3:30 ACC Network, Zach, Virginia Tech. Coming off an okay showing in the second half against Florida State, they were down early, rallied a little bit, shocked even a few fans in the stands, and they're favored at home as they will take on Wake Forest, who comes in at 3-2. Virginia Tech at 2-4, 3:30 ACC Network, Demon Deacons or Hokies in Blacksburg, Zach?
Well, you know, I'm not going to pick against Tech unless I really have to. And I'm not going to do it this week. I think they get Wake Forest at home. I think things are starting to trend in the right in Blacksburg, and I think things are going in the wrong direction for Wake Forest after a solid year last year. I like the Hokies at home in this one.
Is Corey, he picked Virginia Tech last week even against Florida State, a top five team in the country. He's going to stick that way this week against a team that's certainly not in the top five in Wake Forest. How about you, sir, Demon Deacons or Hokies?
Well, you know what, Jacob? When 93% of the public is going towards the way of a certain team, I will sway in a different direction. Give me Virginia Tech for the home victory.
Let's go.
Tech for everybody so far, Nick. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I trust either of these two teams, but I think the home advantage is what's going to push me over the edge. I'm going to go Virginia Tech as well here.
Wow, Virginia Tech for everybody so far, fellas. You know how I like to go about that opposite pick, sort of go against the grain. Don't want us to have that clean slate of picks here, but I already had Virginia Tech wrote down. I told you guys in the preseason I liked Virginia Tech to win this game. I had Virginia Tech winning four games. This is one out of the four. Give me the Hokies at home. We're all going Virginia Tech, and we're all unanimous for the first three picks of the show tonight. We'll see if it changes here. 3:30 SEC Network, Corey. Let's head to the SEC East. Florida's 4-2, but they travel to Columbia in the Steve Spurrier Bowl to take on South Carolina, who come off a bye week set of 2-3. Florida beat Tennessee at home. South Carolina lost to Tennessee on the road. How does that fare this time around, though, at Williams-Brice Stadium, Sanchez?
Hmm. Ooh, this is a rough one right here, I'll tell you that much. But I feel like Florida will be on the bounce back here because, once again, public going in a completely different direction. I'll go with Florida to win on the upset on the road.
Wow, Florida for Corey. How about you, Nick?
I think I actually like South Carolina in this one, coming off the bye at home. This is a tight line, and I don't know. I just have a feeling about the Gamecocks in this one at home.
We're split so far, Zach. Where are you at on this one?
I like Nick's thinking here. I like South Carolina off the bye week. I like them at home. I think Shane Beamer, it's about to turn around for Shane. Come on now. Let's rally around the Beamer family.
I'm not going to rally around the Beamer family at all, certainly not in any case that has to do with Shane, but I am going to pick South Carolina in this game. I think they're the better team than Florida. They get them at home. If this game was in Gainesville, I'd go Gators. Billy Napier has not shown the ability to win on the road yet for Florida. They even lost to Vanderbilt last year in Nashville. They lost to Kentucky and Lexington a couple weeks ago. I think they lose on the road here in Columbia. Give me South Carolina, and I'll eat the 2 points with the Gamecocks. How about the biggest game in college football this weekend, Nick? It's a top ten matchup out west. Number 8, Oregon. Number 7, Washington. They're both coming off bye weeks. They're both 5-0. 3:30 on ABC. College game day will be there, Nick. Who do you like between the Ducks and the Huskies?
Well, you said it. I mean, this has got all the makings of the best matchup of the week. I mean, I'm going to take Oregon here. I think Bo Nix is playing a different kind of position at the quarterback right now. And I like the way the Ducks – I mean, who doesn't like the way the Ducks' offense is rolling right now? I think Oregon wins a shootout.
Zach, they've been doing it on offense and defense for Oregon, but is it going to be enough on the road against Washington?
I like – I'm going to go Huskies in this one. I think the fact that the Wayans brothers did a movie about Washington basketball is enough to push them over the edge in this one.
Even if it's just a football game, I like that pick. Corey, where you at on this one? We're split again. Go.
Yeah, just give me Oregon. I'll take the Ducks to quack along.
That's in your eliminator, right? Oregon's in Corey's eliminator. He's going to stick with the eliminator pick. I'm going to go for the home team. I think Oregon's the most complete team in the Pac-12, but I think maybe the offense and the game being at home. I love the receivers for Michael Penix Jr. in Washington. They may have the best receiving core in the country on the outside there for the Huskies and head coach Kalen DeBoer in year number 2 for him in Washington. I think they're this year's Tennessee to what Tennessee was last year. They're going to be in the conversation for the playoff come November, and it starts really rolling up for them for a nice big Pac-12 win at home this week. Give me Washington at home. We're split right down the middle, 2-2. Corey and Nick on Oregon, myself and Zach on Washington. Let's do another 3:30 big game on CBS. Texas A&M coming off the loss to Alabama, Zach. They're 4-2, and they travel to Tennessee. We did Washington. You can ride up on your boats to that stadium. You can do the same thing at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. They're number 19 in the country, 4-1, coming off a bye week, Zach. Aggies or Vols on the banks of the Tennessee River?
Well, just like the two brothers and stepbrothers saying, I like boats and other things, I'm going to go Tennessee at home.
Tennessee at home for Zach. Corey.
How do I top that one? Just give me the Vols and the boats.
Everybody's on Tennessee so far, Nick. You work with a lot of people who like the Orange. You work in Northeast Tennessee. You're going to ride with the Vols as well?
I am going to ride with the Vols as well. I think all the talk this season was coming in about Joe Milton, but it's really that running back room on the offensive side of the ball for the Vols that's impressed so far. I think they get it done at home this weekend.
Everybody on Tennessee. I'm going to take Tennessee at home as well. Actually, Tennessee a bigger favorite in this game than Alabama was against Texas A&M a week ago. I'm going to go with Tennessee at home and take the Vols there, and I'll even eat the 3 and a hook there of Tennessee as well. 7:30 SEC Network. Let's go back to the SEC East. Both of these teams came into big matchups last week undefeated. They both lost. Missouri's now 5-1, and they travel to take on number 24 Kentucky, who's 5-1 as well. Kentucky favored by a little less than a field goal. Corey, who do you like at Kroger Field in Lexington Saturday night?
I think Kentucky will bounce back against the Tigers.
Kentucky for Corey. Nick, who do you like between the Tigers and the Wildcats?
Yeah, you said that line, it makes it pretty much an even push on a neutral field, but I like the Wildcats here at home this weekend.
Everybody's on Kentucky so far. Zach, you liked Missouri last week. Are you riding with Eli Drinkwitz once again?
No, they made me eat my words last week. I want to take...
I believe what Zach was trying to say there was Kentucky. We'll hope to see maybe if we can get a connection there, fixed there of Zach in just a moment. I'm going to like Kentucky at home as well. I'll take the Wildcats at home. Mark Stoops has done fairly well against Missouri during his tenure. I think he does so again. We're all on Kentucky. Let's head to the ACC, 7:30 on ABC. Number 25, Miami. On the road at number 12, North Carolina. Miami coming off the disastrous loss to Georgia Tech in the final 30 seconds Saturday night. And now all they have to do is go on the road to Chapel Hill and take on Drake May. Nick, who do you like between the Hurricanes and the Tar Heels?
Yeah, I mean, I actually like Miami to bounce back here and take down North Carolina on the road, a little bit of an upset.
North Carolina at Miami on the road, I should say, there for Nick. Corey, who do you like in this one in Chapel Hill?
Well, I really don't want to go with Point Haven, Mario Cristobal, but I'm kind of with Philadelphia's own up here. I think I'm a lean towards Point Haven or Hurricane.
All right, we'll go for Tar Heels on that one. Zach, we got you there. You still with us?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I said Hurricane.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hurricanes for Corey. I apologize, Corey. I'm sorry, there you cut out on me. Yeah. Zach, who do you like?
I think the good thing about this game for Miami is they're not going to have to make any late-minute decisions. UNC is going to take care of this one pretty early. I like the Tar Heels.
That is North Carolina for Zach. I'm going to go for North Carolina as well. I like the Tar Heels at home. Give me the Fighting Drake Mays of North Carolina and Mack Brown. Ain't they win this one and stay in the hunt in the ACC? That is sort of a packed-up ACC at the moment near the top, with Louisville still undefeated as well. 7:30 NBC. Number 10 USC travels to take on number 21 Notre Dame. The Irish coming off their second loss of the year to Louisville, yet Notre Dame's favored by a little bit less than a field goal. Interesting. Who do you like in South Bend, Zach?
I think Notre Dame bounces back in this one and gets the win at home.
Notre Dame at home for Zach. Nick, who do you like in this one between the Trojans and the Fighting Irish?
Yeah, I know the Trojans really tried their best to give one away last weekend against Arizona. Just a really wacky game late. I think that USC is the better team here. I like them to go on the road and take care of business.
You're right. That was a wacky game there between them and the Wildcats. Jed Fish almost forgot what the overtime rules in college football were after spending the few years in the NFL as well. Forgot about the two-point conversion rule. Corey, who do you like in this one? We're split so far.
I'll roll with Notre Dame.
Notre Dame at home. I was going to go USC all week long. I watched the Notre Dame-Louisville game. It looked like Notre Dame is just exhausted. They played seven straight weeks because of the week zero game in Ireland against Navy. They didn't take a bye week after that. They've been playing each week, big game after big game, primetime game after primetime game, Ohio State, Duke on the road, Louisville on the road. It looked like it just caught up to them in the second half against the Cardinals. Then I saw the line. I went, Notre Dame still favored by almost a field goal? I got to ride with that. You know my rules. I'll go for Notre Dame as well. I'm going to take the Irish at home. One final college game, 8 p.m. on Fox. Let's head out west to the Pac-12, Corey. Number 18, UCLA, is coming off the big win over Wazoo. They got the best defense statistically in the country, and they head to Corvallis to take on number 15, Oregon State. Who do you like between the Bruins and the Beavers, Corey?
Let's go with the Bucktooth Beavers.
That would be Oregon State at home. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, DJ Uiagalelei really having a nice revival out in Oregon State. Chip Kelly, not everyone's favorite in the city of Philadelphia. His time there wasn't so good.
We love him in Washington.
But he's doing quite a bit better out in UCLA. I actually like the Bruins to win on the road this weekend.
UCLA on the road for Nick. He's going to ride off that defense. Zach, how about you?
Yeah, I can't really get behind anyone nicknamed after a snack, so Chip Kelly's out in my book. I'm pro-Beaver, as most people know, so I'm going to go Oregon State in this one.
Yes, but UCLA did have some good favor against one of your other favorite things, Cougars, last week. I'm going to go Oregon State at home as well.
Yeah,
give me Jonathan Smith and Oregon State.
A little too early.
Sorry, a little bit too soon for that one. I apologize.
Too soon to bring that one up.
I didn't know if maybe you were talking about the kickoff time. I'm sorry. All right, Northeast Tennessee games there.
Why
for
is
week
Corey
nine.
Crying?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Corey. He's got some emotion. I guess they brought up the Philadelphia-Washington rivalry. Yeneka travels to North Green. They're both 2-5. Nick, who do you like in this battle of two of the lower teams in Northeast Tennessee?
Well, I talked to North Green before the season. They really had high hopes, expectations. Obviously, things haven't gone quite the way they wanted to in Baileyton so far this year. I do actually like the Rangers and their ability to score points, though. So I've got Yeneka on the road on Friday night.
Yeneka on the road for Nick. Corey, we've seen Yeneka play a couple of Southwest Virginia teams so far this year. Not great favor there for O'Brien, Bennett, and Yeneka. How do they fare this time against North Green, who has a win over Castlewood this year?
You know what? I'll go with Yeneka.
Yeneka on the road for Nick and Corey. Zach, how about you?
Yeah, I think Unica on the road gets this one. I'm going to go Unica.
I'm going to ride with North Green at home. Although Unica's won the last two in this series, three out of the last four, they lead the all-time series 27-18. Give me the home team. I'll take the Huskies. David Crockett's 3-4. They travel to Morristown West to take on another 3-4 team. Who do you like in this one between the Trojans and the Pioneers? Zach.
I'm going to go Mo West in this one.
Morristown West for Zach. How about you, Corey?
Yeah, I'll go with the Frogs there. Yeah.
You're going to go with Morristown West there with Corey and Zach so far. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, David Crockett, a tough loss last week at Tennessee High. Morristown West, I think, is able to make it two losses in a row for David Crockett. I like the Trojans.
Morristown West also had a tough loss last week, but an extra day of rest because they played the Thursday night game last week, losing to Sevier County in overtime. We'll get to Sevier County here in just a moment. Morristown West is 34-2 in this series. David Crockett won for their first time in over 30 years 2 years ago. After Morristown West, they went on a 30-game winning streak. Morristown West won again last year. They make it two straight. Give me Mo West as well for everybody else. Sevier County 6-1. They travel to take on Daniel Boone. Corey, who do you like here in this matchup in gray?
Let's go with Sevier County.
Sevier County on the road for Corey. Nick.
Yeah, Sevier County's looked strong so far this season. Daniel Boone at home, where they were really good last year. In fact, they didn't lose at all. But I do like the Smoky Bears in this.
Smoky Bears for everybody so far. Zach, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go Fighting Dolly Partons in this one.
Sevier County and Dolly Parton on the road for everybody. I'll ride with them as well. They've won the last two in a series. They haven't played those since 2016. The all-time series is 3-3. I like the Smoky Bears to get the favor both in the record and on the field Friday night. Dobbins Bennett's 3-3. They make the road trip over to William Blount, who's 5-2 on the year. Nick, who do you like in this matchup here? As William Blount's got two losses on the year, and they've both came to teams in this part of Northeast Tennessee, Westridge and Science Hill. Can Dobbins Bennett make it three?
I think they can. William Blount, as in the short time that I've been here in Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee, they've really come on. That quarterback is playing really well. But I like Dobbins Bennett in this one. I think they've got a good squad, and I think they get a win.
All my sources tell me William Blount can score. They're not very good at the other part, though, stopping the other team from scoring. They lost to Westridge 49-38. Ain't they even had a game against Morristown East? Hasn't won a game all year to turn into a shootout, Zach. How do they fare against the Indians in this shootout?
I think Willie Blunt's going to feast like Munchie style on the Indians, maybe score real high in this one. I'm going to go Willie Blount.
Going to go for the home team. Corey, we're split. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm going to have the band to hit that Blount. Yeah,
William Blount? Oh, you're going to go with Dobbins Bennett. Okay, there we go. Dobbins Bennett on the road for Corey. Yeah. Zach will be the only one on William Blount.
I don't know if Dobbins Bennett plays any jazz.
Good point. We'll have to check in.
It's got
to
be smooth.
You got some sources in that area, Corey. You got some sources in that area. Do some research for us. I'll take Dobbins Bennett on the road. Southwest Virginia weekend. Southwest Virginia. I was talking about Dobbins Bennett's band. That's what I was talking about. Dobbins Bennett's band. That's all I was saying. That's it. That's all. Honeaker on the road.
Right.
Honeaker's number one in the points right now in Region 1D. Narrows is number two in Region 1C. Nick, who fares out the best, though, in this battle between Honeaker and Narrows?
I like the Tigers in this one. I know going to Narrows, obviously, on the road, not as easy a task, but I think they stay undefeated and move to 7-0.
Zach, this could be a state semifinal game come December, but how does it fare here on the second Friday night of October?
Now, as Nick knows, people in Giles County calls it NARS.
That's
so,
right.
So Honaker's going to NARS. I remember Narrows used to play Garden back in the day, so I don't know if they've played any other Black Diamond District teams aside from them in regular season. But I really like what Honaker's doing. High-powered offense. They've got some good-sized kids. Barring any injury, knock on wood, I think they're going to make a nice little run, and I think they go kind of put their stamp on Region C in this one to get a win on the road.
Corey, everybody's on Honeaker so far on the road. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to fade them on this one. I'm going to NARS, is that how you say it? NARS.
It was a good try.
NARZ.
That was a good try.
NARZ.
And, And it is a first ever game between these two, between Honaker and Narrows. I will say Honaker, though, on the road as well. I'm going to go with Nick and Zach, although Narrows is sitting out there, sort of an interesting game here. This, again, could be a big rematch come December in a state semifinal if Narrows can find their way out of Region 1C, and the same thing for Honaker in Region 1D. Not the same things can be said for this next matchup. Virginia High is 1-5, and they travel to take on Richlands, who are 0-6. Zach, who do you like in this one in between the Bearcats and the Blue Tornado?
I plead the fifth. I'm gonna go Virginia High in this one.
Virginia High looking for win number two. Corey, who do you like?
Man, how can you say that's an indictment on your team the way Zach has fallen mighty? And they had a big win last week against the Open Day. But if Zach's going against them, I gotta go against them too. Give me Virginia High.
Virginia High on the road for Corey and Zach. How about you, Nick?
I was going to say, I hope no one from Richlands is listening to this. Zach's going to get in some trouble for that. But I'm hopping on the same train. I think Virginia High gets win number two on the season.
That booster's move
I've
is not
my way out of any of places in Richlands. I'm not too worried.
Hopefully the boosters meeting will be the next one for you. Virginia High on the road for me as well. They make it two straight over Richlands after the Blue Tornado won the last 19 prior to last year. We're all in Virginia High. Let's stay in the Southwest District. Corey, Tazewell, who's 4-2, travels to Marion, who's 2-4. Tazewell battling for a home playoff game in the first round if they can keep winning. They're right now the number 4 seed if things keep bending their way. How do they fare, though, in Smith County Friday night?
I think they're going to bend those Scarlet Hurricanes. Give me Tazewell.
Tazewell on the road for Corey. Nick?
Yeah, I'm going with the Dogs in this one as well. A nice season so far, and I think they get another win.
Jamie Harris looking for win number 5. Zach, can they find it against Marion?
I'll tell you something. Coach Ginn at Marion, former Richlands Blue Tornado, you know he hates the Bulldogs. As we all do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Marion in an upset.
Wow. Marion in the upset. I'm surprised to see that one. So he doesn't pick Richlands, but he picks Marion against Tazewell. We see where love or hate matters more to Zach. We find out there in that answer alone. I'll take Tazewell on the road. They've won the last 4 in the series. Let's make it 5 straight for the Bulldogs. Maybe the Black Diamond District title game in the second week of October as Hurley travels to Grundy. Grundy coming off the win already over Twin Valley. Remember, there's only 3 teams in that district right now. So if Grundy wins Friday night, they take the district title over the Rebels and the Panthers. Hurley making the road trip over there to see them. Nick, who do you like in this one here between the Rebels and the Golden Wave?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a tight one, I should say. Hurley, obviously, having the coaching change there in the middle of the season, that's always tough. They went out and got a win after that. But that being said, I like Grundy, like you said. I think this one is essentially for the district. I think they rise to the occasion on Friday night.
Winner this game, Zach, probably has a pretty good inside track to the playoffs. It looks like right now Grundy's actually sitting in the 8th spot in Region 1D. Loser, you can just go ahead and start getting set for which school you're going to wrestle at come November. Who do you like, though, in this one?
Well, I think Black Diamond should only get one team in anyway with 3 teams. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think Grundy gets this one. I think Grundy is overall the best team in that district by far. They've kind of had some ebbs and flows of their season. And I think they always get up for those rivalry games like Hurley, and I think they get this one.
Grundy coming off the win over Twin Valley. Corey? Hurley coming off the win over Thomas Walker on the road. They blew out the Pioneers. Can they make it 2 in a row for the Rebels?
No, they cannot. Give me the Golden Wave.
Everybody's on Grundy. I am as well. That's dangerous. Grundy has won the last 3 in the series, 5 out of the last 6, 18 out of the last 22. Control the series 26-7. They get another win for the Golden Wave and get another Black Diamond District title for Grundy as well. Let's head to the Hokie-Hikie District. Rural Retreats coming off back-to-back big wins for them, Zach. They've got wins in recent weeks over Patrick Henry and now Class 2 Lebanon. Now they head on the road and take on the Fighting Reed Sturgels of Chilhowee coming off a bye week. Who wins in this one between the Indians and the Warriors?
You know, I think this one's going to be a sneaky good game, a lot better than we probably anticipated early on in the year. I think Chilhowee squeaks it out at home. I think the open week gives them a little bit of an advantage. And like you said, Rural Retreat's been tested the past couple weeks
and they've won some big games. But I like Chill Howie at home in this one.
Chill Howie at home for Zach. Corey, are you riding with John Sabo and Reed Sturgill and Steve Curran and Mo Smith and Matt Snodgrass and everybody else up there in Chill Howie?
Well, you know what? I saw John Sabo. He told me to tell you hello. I saw Coach Mo. He said, you can't make it up. And what else you can't make it up? And I saw America's coach. So, you know what? That's three yeses right there. I'm going with Chill Howard.
Chill Howie at home for Corey and Zach. Nick, who do you like in this one here in the Hogo?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like Zach said, a sneaky good game. Obviously, Rural Retreat riding a pretty good wave right now, but I like Chill Howie at home, as you mentioned, coming off the bye.
Chill Howie at home for everybody. Rural Retreat coming off wins over Patrick Henry and Lebanon. I've doubted them the last 2 weeks. No more. Give me Rural Retreat on the road. I'll ride with the Indians. I'll take Rural Retreat as one of the last two out of three in this series. I'm sorry?
I'll tell you one thing I do miss about working at Wise and seeing Mo Smith all the time. He and my wife would have some crazy conspiracy theory conversations. I do kind of miss those.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Those conversations are only had with Mrs. Helton. That's all I'll say. Twin Valley travels to Thomas Walker. Twin Valley's 2-4. They're looking for a big win on the road by a Black Diamond District team in Ewing. Oh, wait a second. That sounds familiar. That's what Hurley did a week ago, Corey. Can another team do it again against Thomas Walker, who sits at 3-3?
So Twin Valley, when they're leaving tonight, right? Just
yes.
To get there before kickoff.
Well, they're sort of getting that ball rolling down the hill. Yes, they are.
Yes, yes. So anyway, I'm going to take Dr. P. Walker's school to win this game.
Thomas Walker at home for Corey. Nick.
And I can't wait to see everybody next week.
Yes, we will see Thomas Walker next week when they make the road trip to Eastside. We'll have that game for you on WAXM next Friday night from Carl McConnell. But, Nick, who do you like in this matchup in Ewing?
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Thomas Walker in this one. I think they moved to 4-3 on the year.
Zach, Thomas Walker needs this one to keep playoff hopes alive. That loss against Hurley hurt him last week. It's going to put even more pressure on the game against Eastside next week unless they lose this one and it's all for naught. Who do you like in this one, though, between the Panthers and the Pioneers?
Yeah, it's Thomas Walker versus Tommy Krieger. I like, you know us on this program, we're pro-Cumberland. I don't know if we've said that enough, but I like Thomas Walker, the doctor, to rebound and get the win at home.
I like Thomas Walker at home as well, and we'll have a big Cumberland District matchup coming up here in a few moments. We'll see how pro-Cumberland we are, though, in the game after that. I like Thomas Walker at home. Let's keep it there with Lee County. They're going to make a road trip here for Lee High, though. They're 3-3, 0-2 in the Mountain District. They're traveling to take on a team who's 3-3 and 0-2 in the Mountain District. That's Lee High and Gate City. Nick, who wins at Legion Field between the Generals and the Blue Devils?
Yeah, as you mentioned, obviously a big game here for both squads looking to get right in the district. I think Gate City has the edge at home.
Gate City on the at home, I should say, there for Nick Dugan. How about you, Zach Helton? Are you on with Lee High or Gate City to sort of keep some hopes alive of trying to fight for that 4 spot in Region 2D?
Well, I will say, kids, get on the Google machine. This is a old-fashioned Highlands District matchup. That used to be a thing. I'm going to go Gate City at home. I think they play better at home, and I think they're still trying to fight for that home playoff spot. I think they still got an opportunity if they can win out, and I like Gate City at home in this one.
Winner this game keeps that kind of hope. Loser probably can start packing their bags for week one of the postseason. They're both still going to most likely make it, barring a disaster of some sort in the final weeks of the year. But the loser of this game is most likely going to start the playoffs on the road, Corey. Who will be the team, though, getting ready and still trying to fight for that home playoff game after Friday night?
Oh, wait, you, Jacob, do you think I'm a crazy man?
Tell us, Mayor.
No, I'm not the mayor. We don't do that. And see, I met Mo and all of them last week.
Yeah.
I got to see Terry, like I told y'all earlier.
Yeah.
So I am going to go with Terry. I'm going to go with the company at Gate City.
That would be Gate City there for Corey, yeah, and Nick. And Zach, I'll go Gate City at home as well. We'll see if Lee High. You go ahead and take a call, Corey. Don't worry about us. We will have a Gate City at home there for the Blue Devils. Ridgeview travels to John Battle. It's a big game there for the Wolfpack and the Trojans. I'm about to say something I didn't think I was going to say this year. John Battle, as we sit here on October the 12th on this show, John Battle's 2-0 in the Mountain District. They got wins over Abingdon and Central. Now it's all Mountain District on the way home now here. Zach, who do you like here between the Wolfpack and the Trojans over in Bristol? Could they maybe pull off a massive upset and actually stay alive for the Mountain District on Friday night, Zach?
No. I think the folks from Dickinson County are going to head to Exit 7, have a nice little get-together, and they're going to go home with a win. I like Ridgeview on the road in this one.
Which eatery would you recommend there on Exit 7 for the folks from...
you know what?
Got Mellow Mushroom just I'm down the hill?
Mellow Mushroom is good. I'm pretty pro... the New Mexican place inside what used to be Outback. I like that place. Yeah.
You got Logan's down the street as well, I believe, as long as it's still Logan, open. Is there Golden Corral?
You can go in. I mean, if you want to feel awful about yourself for the rest of the evening, you can go to Golden Corral.
There you go. I've been a frequenter of the Cracker Barrel up on the hill there next to the hotel as well over the years.
Cracker Barrel's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the Sonic just down the hill.
The cornbread and biscuits.
Same. Thank you very much. Pro cornbread. But if you want to go with the biscuits, we're fine with that as well. Nick, where are you at on all this? Give us a pick. And, you know, if you want to give us a recommendation on eating as well, please do so.
Well, I'm going to have to try cornbread and biscuits now next time at Cracker Barrel. I'm talking to the pros, I guess, on this show. I like Ridgeview to go out and get a win at 8-7 at John Bell.
We love us some Cracker Barrel. We're not afraid to give love to other ones, but we most specifically like the one in Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Corey, you with us here for Ridgeview and John Battle?
Great people.
That's a no. We'll come back and see if Corey has a pick for us there in a few moments. This is what happens sometimes here, folks. Live radio, or at least we're going to play like it is. Eastside on the road at Twin Springs. This is a big game in the Cumberland District, Nick. Who do you like here in this one over in Nicholsville? The Spartans have actually lost their last three to Twin Springs. Titans are still trying to fight for a playoff spot, while Eastside is trying to see if they can lock it, maybe a playoff bit of a big win on the road against the Titans. Who do you like between Spartans and Titans on Friday night?
Yeah, I think the Titans' offense has been humming along. I think they continue to do so, move to 6-1 on the season. Give me Twin Springs.
Twin Springs at home for Nick. Zach, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Titans at home as well. I think after that Union game, they've regrouped and I think they're going to finish strong.
That would be a big game there for Twin Springs. Corey, you with us now for a game in Nicholsville?
I am. I like.
Hey, there he is.
I think this is going to be the second biggest game in Nicholsville history. So give me the Titans in that one, and then I'll throw in Ridgeview for my previous pick as well, too.
Thank you. I was about to ask. You're already ahead of the game. I appreciate that. I'm going to like Twin Springs at home as well. Remember, Eastside gave Rykov a good battle, but that game was in Coburn. This one's in Nicholsville. Give me Twin Springs at home over Eastside. We're all on the Titans. Let's keep it there in the Cumberland. The game on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD on Friday night. George Wythe travels to take on J.I. Burton, who's still looking for win number one, Corey. Can they find it, though, on Friday night at Lawson Fitchco?
Nah, it's a no for me, dog. Give me George Wythe.
That's GW for Corey. Nick, who you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take George Wythe in this one as well. 3-3 to start the year here, but I think they moved to 4-3 after this weekend.
Maybe a little bit of a down year for George Wythe, Zach, but it's an understatement to say it's a down year for J.I. Burton. How does it fare though in the city?
Yeah, you know, you go back maybe 5 years ago, this is the game of the night, hands down, in the region. But coming into this one, I think George Wythe gets over 500 with a good size win.
George Wythe for everybody, George Wythe for me as well on the road. Again, that's the game on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD. The game we'll have for you, though, on 93.5 WXM on Friday night is the game that Corey and I will be at up on the roof. Union travels to take on Central. It's supposed to be a big game. I'm not sure if it's going to live up to it, though. Union sits at 6-1. They take on a Central team who's lost their last five, Nick, including a game to John Battle last week at home by 24 points on homecoming. How do they fare when their county rival and district rival come into town Friday night?
Yeah, Union's been really impressive this season. Their only loss, obviously, coming to a 6A Science Hill squad out of Northeast Tennessee. I like the Bears big time in this one.
Zach, who do you like in this one between the Bears and the Warriors?
So, who, in fact, said this was going to be a big game?
The competing station with Nick.
Oh. Anyway, I have a good good feeling that the Union fans will make it down the hill and get their grocery shopping done early. I'm going to go Union big.
There's going to be at least a lot of cameras there. It maybe not be a big game. There will be some big cameras there, Corey. Who do you like, though, as we'll be up there calling it?
Whoever brings us a heater, because it's probably going to be cold Friday now. there's no question. I give me the Union Bears.
I
know who Corey's going to try to cuddle with.
Hopefully it's somebody else with a camera. I don't know. It's not going to be somebody in the headset. I'll say that much. I'll take Union on the road. I've been looking at the forecast, Corey. I think during the day we may have around 70 degrees. We get in the nighttime, maybe get in the 60s, high 50s, maybe no more than the mid 50s. It's going to be should be nice shorts weather for me, maybe a light jacket, but no more than that. We should be fine to go. I am keeping an eye on the radar system, though. I'll be staying in touch.
Members only jacket?
Something similar to one. I got that Nike zip up that Corey's seen a few times. It's not too far from a members only jacket. It's stylish.
I would see you as a members only jacket guy, Jacob.
You know what? If somebody would like to drop me an old fashioned members only jacket, I would not turn it down. And I would certainly wear it on a nice night out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Who knows? But hey, it's Union on the road for everybody so far in this pick, as we will certainly take all of the Bears on that one. Nick Dugan from News Channel 11 Sports joining us here this evening as our guest picker, our Eastman Credit Union guest picker. Nick, good luck to you on the picks. Thanks as always for joining us, man, and safe travels out there covering all the high school football games on Friday night.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you having me on. It's always fun.
Nick Dugan joining us here as our guest picker of the night on Pigskin Picks. Remember, coming up tomorrow night here on WXM, we'll have Union and Central for you. Over on WLSD, it's George Whiff and J.I. Burton. On Saturday, pregame 1:30, kickoff at 2, it's UVA Wise on the road at Tusculum. We'll be back with you next Thursday night at 8 o'clock. So for Zach Helton, Corey Sanchez, I'm Jacob Townsend. Talk to you next time right here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Thanks for listening to Pigskin Picks, brought to you by Food City, Eastman Credit Union, and Delegate Terry Kilgore. Pigskin Picks is a production of Valley Broadcasting and Communications.